It's The Takeaway. This is Todd Zwillick. And in times of injustice, times of unfairness, times when power is over the people, those times call for protest. And that means protest music.
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
Just because I dress like this doesn't mean I'm a communist.
Ah, there's the one, Public Enemy, P.E. Well, is this one of those times in America, a time for protest? For some, it is. And that means lots of new protest music is coming out. And that means that Melissa Locker is here, who's with us every Friday. Melissa Locker is culture reporter for The Guardian and also for us here at The Takeaway. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Todd.
Well, I guess what you have with you today is a whole bunch of new protest music that's coming on the scene while a lot of Americans are taking to the streets. What do you got?
So there are a few new kind of collaborative projects that are coming out, be from record labels and artists who really want to, you know, fight the power via music and song. And so we have this one new program which launched last week from the Secretly Group, which is kind of the record label collective behind labels like Secretly Canadian and Jag Jaguar and the Numero Group. And they had started something called Our First 100 Days, where they're putting out new songs every day and using all the proceeds from the songs to benefit charitable organizations.
So that one's from the First 100 Days project. Who's that?
That is Angel Olsen, and she's teamed up with like Will Oldham and Jens Lechman and Strand of Oaks and other artists who are just kind of willing to donate their songs and their efforts to these charitable organizations. The other one that we should talk about, though, is what started out as a 30 Days, 30 Songs project, which was before the election. 30 Days and 30 Songs was founded by the writer Dave Eggers and artist manager Jordan Kurland, who's the manager for bands like Death Cab for Cutie. So they have access to a lot of incredible artists, and they've been really tapping into that to make sure that there are some really, really great songs coming out. And then after President Trump was elected, they decided to transform that into 1,000 songs in 1,000 days to sort of take people through the entire 4 years.
So there are a lot of classics on this list. I mean, REM, I love this one.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
They're kind of diving back and they're giving people, you know, kind of classic songs like It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, but they're giving a live version so that people still feel like they're getting something for their money.
I know, Melissa, you brought some Sam Cooke with you. We have to just hear it for a minute.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
The classics are always there, Melissa. You know, we have the 60s. We played REM and PE out of the 80s. But what's the state of protest music right now to you?
Well, I feel like these sort of collaborative projects are a great place to start because people can just go online. There's no kind of barriers to people listening to the music. And they just go online, they can donate money to an organization that they really care about, and they can get some great music for it.
Protest music for the right now, if you're one of the people who wants to get in the streets or just crank it up. Melissa Locker, culture reporter for The Guardian and for us here at The Takeaway with us every Friday. Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks, Todd.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.